Good evening, everyone. We'll give people maybe one more minute to join and then we'll get started. Thank you to everyone who joined early and thank you for being patient with us. Okay, I think we have just about every, so let's get started. My name is Tricia Cahill Lenny Watson, and I'm gonna be facilitating the meeting this evening. This is for the Wahiwa Civic Center, the EISP, so Environmental Impact Statement Preparation Notice Scoping Meeting. We're here, so what we are here to do tonight is we are here at the very beginning of the planning process. So we are going to go through some brief introductions, and then we're going to have a presentation from the lead planning firm, Wilson Okamoto. And then after that, we will be taking comments on what the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement, should be looking at. So I know that many of the community members have been very involved through the University of Hawaii Community Design Center, and they have done a lot of work leading up to this process. They are now finishing their work, and you have now have a new project team that will be taking over. So this is a project by the state of Hawaii between the DAGS, the Department of Accounting and Services, and the Judiciary, the Department of the Judiciary. And the prime contractor on this is AHL, Hawaii Limited, Hawaii, which are the lead architects on the project. And then Wilson Okamoto Corporation are the lead planners on the project. And we have representatives from all of those groups this evening. As I said, we're going to have DAGS give a brief introduction. Sally, is that you? I don't see Chris or Kurt on.
No, it's not supposed to be me. It's supposed to be Kurt. But I don't see him.
I don't see him either. Did you want to give just a very brief hello from DAGS, or should we wait for Kurt?
Maybe we can defer to Brandon, I assume, from Judiciary, maybe?
Absolutely. We can defer to Brandon from Judiciary. So Kurt comes, and I'm sure he'll be happy to say hello to everyone. But Brandon from Judiciary, would you like to give a brief background on the project, just to kind of give everybody some context?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Tricia. And thank you to all who have joined this evening with an interest in the project. I'll thank Comptroller personally when he joins as well, but I want to thank Comptroller and the DAGS team and all those who prepared us for this evening and all
Joanne
the...
Crit Payne.
Join the meeting.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to undo that. Okay, sorry. Keep going, Brandon. I'm so sorry.
No, no problem. Joanne's part of our Judiciary team, so good to have more folks here. But I want to, thank everyone who's joined us this evening and everybody who's worked on this, who's helped us get ready for this, all the preparations to date, which includes the CDC, as Tricia mentioned a moment ago. Also, a tremendous thank you to Senator Donovan Dela Cruz for his leadership and his commitment to the project. And as Tricia, as you asked, just a little bit of background, the Judiciary, as the third branch of government, as I'm sure folks are aware, include in our mission to administer justice in an impartial, efficient, and effective manner in accordance with the law. So currently we lease space nearby on Keilani Street. And while we appreciate the opportunity to be in that location, this project represents an opportunity for a more permanent and much more secure facility that allow us to better serve Wahiwa, Central Oahu, and the North Shore communities. We manage conflicts is really what we do, whether it's between or among individuals, in families, or in the community. And we're thankful to and look forward to working with Senator Dela Cruz, Comptroller Ortegoro and the DAGs and the design team, the Wahiwa community, the larger Central Oahu community, and all involved. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Brandon. I see a phone number. Does that happen to be Kurt, who joined us from the 539 number? Okay. Anyone else from DAGs want to volunteer themselves to say hello? Okay, that's okay. So we also have, as I said, AHL. They're on the call with us this evening, so they're here to hear your comments as well. And then, so we'll lead now to Wilson Okamoto. And then, Andrew, are you up first?
Yes, I am.
First.
All right. Kayla will go first, sorry.
Yeah, I'll handle the front end, and we'll hand it off to Andrew shortly thereafter. So bring up the slides when you get a chance, Trish.
Okay. So right now. Can you, everybody see it okay?
Everyone's good? All right. Well, just wanted to say thank you for everyone, both on the project team as well as from the public, to taking time out of their busy schedules to come join us tonight for this scoping meeting. Sorry that we got to do it virtually. Normally, this would be kind of an in-person thing, a little more intimate, a little more close. But, you know, given global pandemic conditions, can't exactly do it. So, you know, I just kind of prefaced earlier. The intent of the meeting tonight is to, you know, conduct a public scoping meeting for the EIS process associated with a subject project. Next slide, Trish. So here's our agenda. It's kind of short and sweet. We really just want to introduce a project team, which we kind of already did already. You know, outline the purpose of the meeting, give a brief overview of the EIS and EISPN process, and then we'll get into, you know, Trish will facilitate a scoping comment kind of period. And we'll close. Next slide. So as kind of expounded earlier, this action is being fronted by State of Hawaii Department of Accounting and General Services. State of Hawaii Judiciary is a key partner in this whole process as well. AHL is kind of the lead consultant doing design and overall project management. And ourselves at Wilson Okamoto, we're the lead planners. And Tricia from Honua is providing support from a community outreach as well as an archaeological and cultural component feeding into the AIS as well. And now I'm going to hand it off to Andrew. He's going to walk us through, you know, the project area and some background.
Next slide, please. All right, so we're going to dive into the project description a little bit. First off, we're going to start with the project area. So the project area encompasses four TMK parcels that are generally bordered by California Avenue, Central Street, Lehua Street, and North Kane Street. The immediate area surrounding the project site is generally comprised of the Wahiwa Public Library to the west, a 76 gas station to the east, the Wahiwa General Hospital to the north, and the Wahiwa Shopping Center to the south. The recently constructed Wahiwa Transit Center, identified as A in the map shown above, is located on the northeastern end of the project site. The core of the site is now comprised of the existing Wahiwa Civic Center. The cottage buildings formerly occupied by the Women, Infants, and Children Program, WIC, identified as C in the map shown, were severely damaged by fire earlier this year. The remnants of those damaged buildings have since been demolished. Area B, comprising of the Wahiwa state offices, houses the state DHS, state DOH, and UHCTAR. Next slide. Right. So project background. The project site has a long history of civic uses and functions. From the days of early statehood in the 1950s, the site has been identified and designated for civic development and uses. Over the decades since, piecemeal development has come to form what is now commonly regarded as the Wahiwa Civic Center. In the 90s, subsequent planning, such as the Wahiwa Town Master Plan, called for the improvement of the Civic Center facilities on site. In 2011, the state legislature appropriated funds to plan and design a more permanent court facility in Wahiwa. which resulted in the lease and occupancy of a commercial building on 1034 Keilani Avenue, which we mentioned earlier, near the project site. Following this, in this 2019, the state legislature appropriated additional funds to evaluate and further study the redevelopment of the existing Civic Center into a consolidated Wahiwa Civic Center
Join the meeting.
And state office complex. This initial design development effort was led by the University of Hawaii Community Design Center, better known as UHCDC, which brings us to 2020 and the recent appropriation of funds to design and construct a new civic center to include a district court facility and a state office complex to serve Central Oahu. Next slide, please. So the proposed action is comprised of three general elements. The first being the judicial district court facility. The second being the state office complex housing both the state and county agencies and functions, and parking to serve the civic center. Space programming allocations are outlined above. It is acknowledged that the appropriation for this project has only identified three TMKs. However, the fourth TMK, which houses the Wahiwa Transit Center, is included as it is tied up through a joint development agreement that runs with an existing conditional use permit for joint development. Both of the existing JDA and CUP will be needed to be amended to allow for joint development of the subject property. Next slide. So the purpose and need. The intent of this project is to provide a centrally located civic center for Central Oahu, Wahiwa, and the North Shore. The center will support the existing and future civic center programs. In addition, this project will meet space and programming needs of the state and city agencies, services, and programs with the state judiciary identified as a key user, as well as to ease coordination efforts among and within state stakeholder agencies, replace outdated existing on-site facilities, and provide a safe environment for employees, visitors, judges, and detainees. Next slide, please. Perfect. The objectives of the proposed action are to provide Wahiwa community and the greater region with a modern civic center tailored toward their needs, to consolidate the existing state and city offices, programs, and services in coordination with the transit center in a centralized location, and to provide a modern and safe, secure judiciary, courthouse, and offices. Next slide, please. So site design constraints. Some of the site design constraints identified at this early stage of the project planning include tree coverage on the project site, addressing the facility and spacing needs specific to the project end user, accommodation of associated parking requirements, and consideration of vertical building profiles and massing in order to maintain consistency with the surrounding neighborhood. Next slide, please. All right, alternate site configuration. In observance of these site design constraints, we have identified that site massing will ultimately drive project design. Site massing will be dictated by the utilization of the existing transit center. Should the transit center be utilized by the project area, areas that are currently open on the project site could then be reused and reduce overall massing and density to spread out development. By contrast, should parking be developed independent of the transit center, site massing options would be limited, resulting in much more vertically oriented development. Next slide, please. Perfect. So, the project timeline. The state has outlined the following timeline. The UHCDC began their early concept work in December 2019. This process was handed off to AHL in December 2020. The state anticipates bidding to be complete by 2022, with construction expected to run from 2023 through 2025. Next slide, please. Now I'm going to hand this off to Kayla, and he'll discuss the purpose of this meeting.
And next slide, Trish. All right, thanks. The purpose of this meeting really is to provide any overview of the EIS process, discuss the purpose of the EIS prep notice document, as well as, you know, ultimately solicit draft EIS scoping input from the public. Next. And next again. Sorry, we got a lot of filler in here. Okay, so now for the exciting part, guys. What is an EIS? An environmental impact statement, or EIS, is a disclosure process that's mandated by state law, specifically Chapter 343 of the Hawaii Revised Statutes, which governs any action that utilizes state lands or state funds. Both are kind of triggered in our case here. An EIS serves as a disclosure of impacts for decision making. It does not constitute a permit, nor is it really an approval for a project to proceed. Really, acceptance of a final EIS just means that content and processing requirements have been met. Next slide. So what is an EISPN? An EISPN is an EIS preparation notice, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's intended to serve a notice that an EIS is being prepared. An EIS prep notice briefly discusses the potential environmental impacts of an action and identifies the various environmental criteria that are anticipated to be discussed in the EIS, as well as, you know, outlining potential supplemental technical studies that will be conducted in support of environmental documentation. Next slide. So this is kind of a quick diagram that outlines an EIS process. It's kicked off with an EIS preparation notice, which is followed by a 30-day scoping and comment period, during which, you know, it is required that we hold a public scoping meeting. That's exactly what we're doing here. Following this process, you know, technical studies will be prepared, you know, reflecting the comments fielded through this period. And those will serve to inform the preparation of a draft EIS document. That document, once complete, will then be published in the Office of Environmental Quality Control's environmental notice. And that'll kick off a 45-day public review comment period, wherein the public is encouraged to review the document and provide further input, see if anything's missed or if anything was overlooked. And that'll feed into revisions that will produce a final EIS. And once that final EIS is, you know, accepted, that sort of terminates the overall EIS process. Next slide. So this is kind of where we're at now. We just filed the EIS preparation notice earlier this month on December 8th. Next slide. And that EISPN kicks off a 30-day comment review process, during which, you know, the intent is to determine through public input and agency input what should be included in the EIS. So as stated earlier, you know, EIS regulations mandate that a public scoping meeting be held within that 30-day comment period. Unfortunately, you know, we're doing this virtually, but, you know, is what it is. Next slide. So in terms of EIS scoping, there are four general ways that we've kind of provided to allow for comments to be fielded. The first is oral comments through this meeting. Second would be written comments via snail mail. You can mail it to us at Wilson Okamoto Corporation at the address shown. So snap a picture or let us know if you need that address. In addition, you can also email comments. We've created a mailbox specifically for this project. It's wahiwaccceis@wilsonokamoto.com. And lastly, we just pulled together a project website, thanks Tricia, on which, you know, there's a form fill component at the bottom where you can directly submit comments to the team. We will kind of aggregate and pull together all these comments, write up responses, and also factor them in to the preparation of the draft EIS. Next slide. So as far as EIS content goes, it's generally composed of the following areas of discussion. A general description of the proposed actions, technical, economic, social, cultural, and environmental characteristics, which outline both the purpose and need of the action, the objectives of the action, as well as a description of the existing environment, anticipated impacts from the action, as well as proposed mitigation measures that could either avoid, minimize, or mitigate, you know, any environmental impacts. Furthermore, the EIS will also discuss the action's relationship to relevant state, county plans and policies, and outline permits and approvals that are anticipated with the implementation of the proposed action. Next slide. So there's typically a host of environmental resource criteria that are discussed within the draft EIS. The statutorily required ones are shown here. On a preliminary basis, we've identified, you know, several areas of specific concern, and we've kind of identified some consultants who are listed here in parentheses who will be preparing technical studies to, you know, supplement the EIS. Just running through real quick, you know, flora, fauna, those are always huge for us. We're particularly sensitive to, you know, the trees on site, as well as the ground cover there. Historic and archaeological resources are always a huge concern, particularly in Hawaii and on Oahu in special. Cultural resources, also a huge factor as well. Trisha from Hunu is gonna be helping us out there. We really wanna be sensitive to, you know, the socioeconomic characteristics of the site and surrounding area. We anticipate that there's gonna be a large number of benefits that are, you know, attributed with the proposed action, so we'll try to encapsulate that. And as always, infrastructure, traffic and utilities, you know, we're engineers on our side, so we, you know, will address any and all of those concerns pertaining to water, wastewater, electrical service, et cetera, traffic as well. And that kind of wraps up at this point what is considered to be feeding into the draft EIS. So next slide. So this is where we can kick off the overall scoping process, and I'll let kind of Trisha run through this. We have some general ground rules that we normally kind of try to adhere to that are on the next slides, but I'll let Trisha run through what she feels is the best way to do this.
Sure, let me go through this real quick. So yes, we do have quite a bit of time, and I'm gonna actually stop sharing so I can
see.
So I think we don't have too many people from the community here tonight, but if you would like to provide a comment, we're very happy to have you do so. This really is a meeting focused entirely on the community. And Leigh, I see your husband behind you, I think would like to give a comment. So if there's anyone else, feel free to put it in the chat box, or we'll do it just the way your husband did. He did it perfectly. He raised his hand, and I think we can do it that way. So Leigh, if you want to, I'm asking you to unmute. So if you can unmute so your husband can provide a comment, that would be wonderful. Yes.
Hi, my name's Larry Meacham. My biggest concern is the library. Two things. First, how much will its services be disrupted during the construction? And second, how will it be able to operate after construction is finished? And that includes parking, because all of these other uses are going to require parking also. And I think that counting on parking on top of the transit facility is questionable. And so my biggest concern is that the library will still be able to operate effectively.
That was perfect. That's exactly the kind of comment we want tonight. So, Leigh, did you have anything as well?
Well, my frustration is that I haven't heard of any hearings on a timely fashion that I could attend to see it, okay? And I have been on the neighborhood board for quite a while. I have worked at the legislature, and this is all kind of new to me. Whereas you're talking about many, I guess the first person that talked about how they've involved the community quite a bit. Now, I heard about what changes they might want to do to the library from someone from the Rainbow Club, the Senior Citizen Club. But there were no other forums I heard of that this kind of information was shared. So I'm kind of puzzled as to how did you communicate to the community that everyone in the community knows about this.
I'll let
everyone. For instance, just to give you an example, the comment period is December 8th to January 8th. And as Jeannie wrote you in her memo, the neighborhood board is not going to have a meeting during that time. And they were only notified, to have a meeting during that time, they would have had to be notified in November or October. So it's not going to be possible for the neighborhood board to provide a comment during the assigned period.
Thank you very much. And we did get that email. And I know that, and I think I'll let DAGS close this evening, but I know everybody's absolutely looking at options. And as I mentioned earlier, we sort of have a new team coming on, so we absolutely are open to any recommendations you have as to how to better communicate with the community. And we thank you very much for that comment. Is there anyone else? I did see the neighborhood board chair joined us, so I'm wondering if she has a comment as well. Yes, okay, so let me, I think you're on.
Everyone, thank you very much for having this opportunity. And as Larry stated, and as you confirmed, that I did send an email expressing concern that of the 30-day period and asking if there would be an extension possible. I think it's critical, a construction project like this is critical to have input, community input. And same thing happened when they had the walkthrough at the Civic Center. Those postcards were received, I'm going to say 2 or 3 days ahead of that Friday afternoon walkthrough. So I took off that afternoon, but I did notify the board members, but I asked a lot of people, did you receive this? And so many people were not aware of it. And if they did know about it, it was too short notice. And the unfortunate thing is, it was the walkthrough, as nice as it was with the display boards, it was really, I didn't find it satisfying. It didn't provide information of what is going to be. So for tonight's meeting, I'm not sure what we're commenting on, because the only thing I know of is what I saw in the walkthrough. And it was basically asking us to put your comments in. So I'm not sure tonight, again, I definitely appreciate the opportunity, but when you're asking for comments, what are we commenting on? Because we haven't received anything. We don't know, besides what we just saw on your PowerPoint, but what are we commenting on? What are you looking for us in this 30-day period that we won't be able to meet as a board, but we don't know what to comment on?
So when we're supposed to just take the comment, but I'll provide a little bit of an answer. So you have two questions there. The first is sort of what are we commenting on? And I think like Mr. Meacham did, that was a perfect comment. I'm concerned about the library. I'm concerned about parking, because sort of what are the concerns that can help to shape what the draft EIS looks at? So I think that's the first answer. The second is we did share your concern and your email with the state agencies, and they are seriously considering whether it's an extension of the deadline. I know we are talking about attending the January meeting, so I imagine we will absolutely have an update for you shortly. I think the agencies just need some time to look at that. And then the website also has, if you go to updates, you can sign up for an electronic mailing list. So we will be using that. We'll include all the email addresses from tonight. So I don't know that we'll be sending postcards again, but we will absolutely be sending electronic updates as to any of these timelines. And I appreciate you letting us know about the short notice, because that lets us know you folks need more time, and we will absolutely do our best to make sure we're giving you as much advance notice as possible.
Thank you, appreciate that. I'll put in one comment then, following Larry's example. I will say that my concern is, I know that there are, from what I just saw in the PowerPoint, many ideas or proposals for that area. My concern would be the traffic situation, because California Avenue and Keilani, it's busy as it is. I mean, as you guys are scoping the area, you can see during morning traffic, afternoon traffic, it's heavy traffic. So I think we really would need to have dialogue on what agencies go there or what goes there, because if you're going to increase the traffic in that area, that's going to be problematic. I mean, it already takes many people from up heights going out easily 15 minutes to get out with all the traffic. So if you're going to increase that, we're going to be a mini downtown or a mini you know, traffic situation, and then safety comes into it, you know, concern, and impacts to the environment all come into concern. So that would be my broad statement of one of many concerns. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. That was excellent. And again, you still do have time. And as you can see, when you email us, we will get back to you. So okay, we very much appreciate your email. Yes, Leigh.
Another question I had was, I'm kind of worried about the height of the buildings, because originally, I think Dela Cruz had mentioned something about the library having about 6 feet, I mean, 6 stories or 7 stories high. Then there were some adjustments, and I'd like to know, what are you folks looking at? Because something that high is not in keeping with the environment of the town.
I don't know that there are answers tonight for that, but I think letting them know the concern you have is the heights issue and the massing.
Well, it's supposed to be in keeping with the environment, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So Leigh, I think one thing we should try to clarify, maybe wasn't clear in our presentation, but you know, the project site doesn't include the library itself. I believe that may be a separate action that a separate state agency may be pursuing. Okay. We'll certainly try to discuss that in the EIS to the extent possible as a secondary or cumulative impact. But that, again, the library itself is a separate project. And you know, as Trisha said earlier on, like, we're super early in the whole planning and design phase. So you know, we're really just trying to solicit scoping comments so we can better inform both the EIS process and have that hopefully feed into design as well. So
thank you.
Appreciate your comments.
Excellent comments. Anyone else? Our chair, do you have another comment? You said you had lots of concerns.
I can let others go first. They do have a bunch of comments, but I'll let others go first.
Hi, my name is Sharice. I'm the branch manager at the Wahiawa Public Library. Not much of a concern, but a question. So, will the Civic Center have entrances to their center on California Avenue or Center Street? Just curious. Is it too early to know? Just because
it may be too early to know.
Okay. Well, maybe a suggestion. Like Jean was saying, California Avenue is very busy and be very dangerous. Being so close to the shopping center, the Wahiawa Library, we are front and center to a lot of accidents. People turning into, nodding your head, people turning in and out of that shopping center. You're crossing like 4 lanes and there's a lot of, you know, it's chaotic. Maybe consider that, that sometimes people coming out of that shopping center, you know, may not see people trying to turn in or get out of, the Civic Center, it can be very dangerous. Thank you.
That's excellent, thank you. Anyone else? Nina, I think that means the mic is yours.
Okay, well, stop me when you need me, when you need to. So off the top, again, just based on what I, on the PowerPoint, I think if you do the overall idea of that location and you think about what can be there and what image it's gonna give, preliminarily, I would say that I don't think a tall building, whether it's 3, 4, 5 stories, would match that area. You have to understand, when we think of a civic center, we think of it as it's not that it's the gathering place, but it's a statement of the community. And so the low structures, the current low structures, is in line with the community. You know, we always face that question of people, I'm just saying people, trying to change the atmosphere or the Wahiawa community. You know, it's an old town, it's a historic town, and it's multi-generational families and multi-generational people. Like, I'm 4 generations in Wahiawa, right? So, and you have those types of families, and so people are trying to hold on to what we can, but we know that you need to do improvements. We get that. But improvements doesn't necessarily mean that it needs to be high or big, you know. And I did mention to a few people that they're talking about moving, you know, other agencies. And so it became this question of, so it's not going to be open space, you know, that open green, the front of the Civic Center, that open green space is going to be gone. That's what somebody said to me. So it's going to be gone. So that whole California Avenue won't have a pretty scene, if you will, just open green space. And I thought that was a fair question, you know, because really then after that, it's just going to be buildings and it's like a concrete jungle, if you will. So that open space, that green open space, which is now even broader because of the clearing of the fire damaged buildings, but you know, it really would change the tone or tenor of the community if you don't have that, the big tree, if you don't have the big open lawn. I think it gives a reprieve to the people who ride the bus. I think it gives a reprieve to people who are just walking. And when we have our Veterans Day, we're the only town that still does a Veterans Day parade, and you should see the amount of people that are sitting in that front lawn area. So I think, you know, when you look at all the things that go on in Wahiawa, the small town of Wahiawa, as busy with busy traffic, with an elderly community, with lots of multi-generational families, I'm just hoping what comes out of it is something that will match the community's needs, not just because, you know. And I worry that by moving, perhaps, like I know I heard one thing is a Satellite City Hall moving over, and I think of, it's crowded there now. If you go to see the Satellite City Hall, I mean, you know, have you seen it before? It's a lot of people, and I, you know, waiting for the drivers. Like, if you move all of that over, I'm just wondering how crazy that area was going to be, you know, not just with traffic, but pedestrian traffic, human traffic. You know, I think all of those need to be taken into consideration. I think that that what we, you know, what we need to do is to find a way. And I know there's a way, there should be a way that we can improve the facilities and yet match the community. You know, especially I know that at the district court on Tuesdays and Thursdays is crowded. So again, you know, the traffic and the amount of people, because right now people are parking on Keilani Street to go to the courthouse. So you move it back over to, you know, where are people going to park? And I know you're suggesting potentially using the transit center parking lot, but then where are those people going to park? Because that, you know, that parking lot does get filled on its own. So I think all of those need to be taken into consideration, and just the overall impact to the community and the neighborhood. I think everyone needs to be aware that this project is being looked at and what kind of impacts it would have to the people who are in that area frequently, whether they're bus riders, whether they're shoppers, whatever. That's about it, sorry.
Oh, that was very good. Thank you so much. No, thank you. Larry, Lay, Charisse, anything else?
Can you have some more public hearings in the community itself?
I believe the agencies are also looking at that for this opportunity. So you have the right audience tonight. So straight from your mouth to their ears. So that's, yes, I know they're looking at that.
So the link that you sent me today, does that contain that PowerPoint that we saw?
Not yet, but we can put it up on the new website. Like I said, transitioning from the work that the University of Hawaii did to the projects team new website. So absolutely, we'll continue to populate that as we go along.
Because to be able to comment before January, it'd be nice to be able to have something we can see and read and think and things like that. And as absolutely. A board member, we can comment as an individual because we haven't met yet on this.
Absolutely, yes. And we can do that. We can work to get those things up and get more information to you. We are still just building it. So any recommendations you have as to how we can improve it, information that would be valuable to folks in the community, we're very happy to receive those comments. And
yeah, definitely.
through the website, either way.
Yeah. Something in midweek.
Can I add one more thing? Hi, Jean. Hi, sorry. Can I just add one more thing? I also want to mention the vicinity, the close vicinity to the Wahiawa General Hospital, and whether how that will impact that area, because it is a quiet zone, and I just want to make sure that that's not forgotten too, in terms of as we move forward, whether what kind of impacts it's going to have to that facility.
Very good. Very good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? This is really your time. And we do have, as I said, representatives from the state agencies and the project team here just to listen to whatever input you have. So
yeah.
Your moment to shine, people.
Well, by all means, do feel free to shoot an email or, even send a letter.
We will absolutely get not only the PowerPoint up, but all the information as to how to provide comment on the website. Like I said, we'll be putting up, all the emails. So we will definitely send things out as reminders so people have all that information available. And if there are other communication methods, if there are organizations we should add to that email list, absolutely let us know. We're very happy to add all of those emails. We'll add whatever we have from the neighborhood board, and we'll continue to aggregate emails and contact information as we go on. So you'll be pretty sick of me by the end of it all, I promise, but you will know what's going on.
Good.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
And I should just say, I grew up in Mililani, so I'm a big fan of Wahiawa's food. So I'm very happy when we can all meet again to come Dongyang in, Sunnyside, Tanya's, you name it. I'm happy to come.
Tanya's.
Tanya's.
Yeah, my husband, I always said they should have a pie contest between Tanya's and Sunnyside.
Tanya has the Sunnyside recipe.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, both are good. I think you should go to both. We always support our local businesses.
Well, I like pie, so you'll never have a hard time convincing me to come eat pie, especially from Wahiawa.
Oh. Another question I have is that you're saying that it's going to be the Civic Center all the way to the North Shore. So how far?
Was that part of the
That was a part of the slide.
Yeah, it is. So, that's a general, geographic area that was defined to us, Central Oahu, Wahiawa, and the North Shore communities.
To what, Kahuku, or?
I'm not too sure. I think that's a good question for the judiciary. Brandon, to what extent do you guys anticipate, this facility serving the North Shore? Where's the cutoff there geographically?
Well, currently, essentially, it'd be this similar to where our current Wahiawa district.
Yeah.
So, we do have folks coming from all the way down that area, and it's equivalent to some of the districts that the police department set up for the criminal matters. But in addition to the current, I think the hope is that it would be a much closer location and provide perhaps other services. Is our greatest desire, so that folks would be able to receive the services they need there, as opposed to coming all the way to town. But that's much to be discussed as we go forward.
So the offices would have a greater capacity than just for Wahiawa.
That's the hope, is that it would be a good capacity for Wahiawa. But if you live quote unquote nearby North Shore, then you'd be able to go there as opposed to somewhere else on the island.
So yeah. Have you communicated that information to the North Shore legislators?
I'm sorry, one more time? There's a little bit of muffling.
If the North Shore people are involved, have you also included elected officials in the North Shore?
Elected officials are aware, and that's a good point. But the idea is that it wouldn't have a potential direct impact on them. It would really be an indirect, but yes, I thank you, Representative.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Any last comments? And then I am going to turn it over to Kurt or Chris, which one of you, just to sort of, since you missed the beginning, maybe some last words of wisdom. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
I
was just looking at my notes, and did you mention the amount, like, in the project, is the primary focus the courthouse? Is that, I mean, like, if there's X amount of dollars only, would that only go to the courthouse, or is whatever the funding is going to be for the overall picture? Because the main thing, right, the gist of it is to improve the courthouse accessibility, now that you're mentioning all the way to North Shore. So if it's determined that the scope of the facility needs to be XYZ structure, and that takes up all the money, will you proceed just to do the courthouse, or are you still gonna try to figure out how to have all other agencies on site?
I'm not sure that there's an answer to that, but I think we'll look into that. I'm not quite sure if there's quite an answer to that, but that's an excellent point, and that can be explored.
Okay.
Chris, is it you or Kurt? Your final thoughts this evening? Oh, it's Kurt. There he is.
Sorry, I had to take a call, but my humble apologies to everyone. I'm so confused when it comes to Zoom. I was in a different Zoom box, but I heard all your comments and appreciate it. As Kay House said, I believe our interest as a state and as Department of Accounting and General Services is to do the right thing, and we understand the value of partnering with community. No question about it. We need your understanding. I apologize, and my team apologizes if we weren't clear enough. The COVID has prevented all of us from having these meetings, and so we appreciate the opportunity and the directness of your concerns, and they've heard. And we will go back with Kehao and our team and the legislature and address a lot of these things. I think the good news is there's you have legislators behind it, we have funding behind it. And it's exciting to do something. So now we got to figure out, and so there's a will to do something in the community, in your community. So now let's work together and find that to address the concerns and do it right. But I think Chris Kinimaka can absolutely address and close on this. She's a much better speaker than I am.
Thanks, Kurt. My apologies as well. I hit the wrong Zoom connection, and I invited Kurt to the wrong meeting. So we're sitting there wondering why there are only three people in our meeting. But thanks for giving us this opportunity to join in, and you know, really echoing a lot of what you said. We're really happy that we have a very positive, proactive team, very sincerely interested in getting all of your comments and collaborating with you, because we want to build and bring value to your community. We want to help you achieve your goals and the direction of where you want to be and what you want to be and how you want to bring the best services to your community. So I think we all understand the multi-generational values and interests in your community. I grew up in Pearl City, it's the same way. And so we don't want to be something that sticks out and is not pretty to look at and not a place you want to be. So we definitely are embracing the concept of your environment and your culture to bring the kinds of services that we hope will help you and your community just to get better. So this is just the start. This type of prep meeting is very early in the EIS process. So it's not typical to come to you and say, we've got blank sheets of paper, give us your ideas, but that's really where we are. And with your ideas, we can start working towards the next steps and then start giving you more concepts to give feedback on. Let us demonstrate how good we are at listening to you and bringing our skills to help achieve your goals. So, okay, Hal, that's cool.
That was fantastic, as always, Kurt and Chris. Very good speakers. So that's about it, unless there's any final comments. We will get back to the neighborhood board, so we'll definitely get back to you. I know we're all looking to come on January 25th, so that is our hope that we'll be there that evening, and we'll get back to you about your request for the extension. But no, as Chris said, you are heard. We're taking all of this very seriously. And the input from you folks and your community is incredibly important, not only to the project team, but to the project itself. So I want to thank everybody for being here. If there's no, oh, yes.
Sorry, I just wanted to make a clarification. So the January 25th meeting, so because of the current situation and meetings, you know, not supposed to be gathering all that, each month I have to make a request to have a neighborhood board meeting. So that's why in the email I said we're tentatively to have placed a request to hold a meeting as we normally would on January 25th, the last Monday of the month, because of the holiday. So I just want to make sure, you know, it's not confirmed. I haven't received the response yet, but, and my board knows that. They all know that we have to request it, and then we find out, and then we can confirm. So just in case it doesn't happen, I just want to make sure.
And I think Chris is your neighborhood board assistant. Is it Chris Nalen?
Yes, he is. And actually, he was. I need to say he was. December 15th was his last day of work here. So he is moving to mainland.
No. I'm on our neighborhood board. So he was.
I don't know if he left yet, but I know that I spoke to him on the 15th and, you know, thanked him for his work with us. And so I'm not sure who our new neighborhood assistant is going to be yet.
Well, we'll absolutely stay in touch with you as that.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and because as long as you send it to me, I distribute it to the board.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. And I'm really glad we followed up with email with you about this meeting. So
yes, thank you so much. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks for that. Late night exchange. It was good.
Yes. anything else? Anyone? Otherwise, going once, going twice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
And
happy holidays.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.